it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is a good Tuesday afternoon, isn't it?
It is. It's good to be back. Even though I feel I haven't been missed. Come in here today and they said, oh, we had all kinds of people replace you.
It took two people.
The 17-year itch I think you're getting.
The 17-year itch. But if I scratch it too hard, it'll create a sore.
I just think, he left. Good riddance for a while.
I couldn't have answered this question last week because you weren't here. And I have a question for you. It has to do with math.
Math?
Math, yeah. You're far better at math than
after
I am.
After math?
You're far better at math than I am.
Oh.
You're talking about the Mets. The Mets are now, they're just going to get it. Just to read exactly what it says. The New York Mets entered the day with a 12-3 record following their 0-5 start for the season. Now, my math couldn't figure that out. Can yours?
No, it's, I think, a typo. I mean, they would be at least 12-5, right?
They would be 12-5 or if they start at 0-3, that's not a big deal. 0-5 is kind of a bit more of a deal.
I got them as 12-9 here.
12-9?
Yeah. What?
This is from the USA Today.
When?
On Monday.
On Monday.
Well, Monday, USA Today.
I'm looking at.
You know what? I'm sorry. This wasn't the USA Today. This was the News Extra portion.
Well, this is what I have.
Okay.
And I have the Mets at 12-9.
No. But I'm talking about in the recap. The sports recap. Oh, the daily recap.
I'm looking at the standings.
You're looking at the standings. Right. So that's correct. But, okay, so that's how the math goes. I couldn't figure out the math from the equation they gave me here in the roundup, the Sunday roundup.
Okay, well, are you over it? I mean,
I am now. I couldn't even sleep last night because it looks perplexed.
Too. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But it also talks about the sweep of the A's by the Guardians.
It was. I am usually, and right now we are, according to U.S. Today Extra, which is the right off the hot
right
press.
Off the hot, yes.
Press, through the internet.
Yes.
Because you couldn't get this in the paper.
No, because they didn't deliver a paper on Monday.
That's right.
But regardless, even if they did, it still wouldn't be there.
Yeah, we have the best record in baseball.
In all of baseball. Now, in all of baseball. It's not that we haven't played a few lousy teams. I mean, we played A's 7 of those games.
But
it's a win.
Do they count?
They do. And
so what's your point?
Are
you saying that we're not good enough
it's a good thing because, well, Boston stunk last year anyway. That is a good thing because what they,
they're 13-10 now.
Oh, are they? Okay. They stunk last year.
Because they don't take showers.
Well, I can't help that. Even if it is straight out of the ocean. But, I have no idea where I was going. Thank you so much. Oh, but it's a great confidence builder to get to this point. We've got lots of, timely hitting going on, and it's an exciting team to listen to because I can't watch it because I don't have that channel anymore.
Bally's,
yeah. But I figure who knows, by the middle of this year, they'll be questioning where it is, and if it ends up on Major League Baseball channel, then I'll be able to get it.
You know, I went to Georgia. That's why I wasn't here last.
You were on assignment in Georgia, yeah.
I wasn't. Not for Sports Sidebar, though.
Oh, okay.
I was for the yodeling.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
I didn't know they yodeled a lot around the golf
course. Oh. Well, yeah, we played. We played them, and then they had a tribute to Slim Whitman in Milledgeville.
Did they really?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was packed. It was packed in an old Ponderosa.
In an old Ponderosa
restaurant.
Okay.
It was packed. I tell you.
Well, that's one way to pack them in, I guess.
So, a lot of old Ponderosas that are reutilized. There's one on Waterloo Road up here, old Ponda. Sons of Herman are in it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I didn't know Herman Munster had a whole.
Must have had
any sons.
Lot.
I didn't know he had any. Yeah.
Must have had a lot of them, yeah.
So, Slim hasn't been with us for a while.
Right.
And he's, but they had a couple of gentlemen who were excellent. They played the music from Mars Attack.
Okay, did they have the same hairline as Slim had?
Yeah. They got them pretty well.
Okay.
Look at it. It was packed. It was just packed. I'm going to go a bunch of us.
That's
here.
All. I didn't think that Georgia would be that much of a attraction.
Oh, Appalachia. It's country and Western.
Okay.
And Slim was definitely Western. They had a guy with the electric slide musical thing there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. It made my skin have goosebumps.
Okay.
That's how good it was. Anyway, what I was getting at before you interrupted me.
Okay.
Did you? Is that they have Bally's down there and for Atlanta.
For Atlanta.
Atlanta,
okay.
Yeah. Atlanta.
Atlanta's was slated to be one of the top teams this year.
Well, they are. They're 14-6, but they're not as good as us right now. Of course, we do play Atlanta here.
We do in
shortly.
This weekend?
I think so.
I think it's
coming up. Yeah, we have Boston coming in tonight, Tuesday night, and for a 3-game series. Then I think we go to Atlanta.
So you've got the numbers there. What is Stephen Kwan hitting right now? He went.
I don't have those numbers.
Oh, okay.
You want me to get
the box scores?
Okay, the box scores. Yeah,
because he went had 4 hits in a game over the weekend.
He's on fire, man. On fire. Mm-hmm. Oh, and he's a big fan of Slim Whitman. I never
Is
knew.
It really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
You have a proxy in there?
No. He sent a message.
Okay.
Saying, I wish I could be there, but I'm playing baseball. And you wouldn't think an American with Korean ancestry would be into Slim Whitman, but he is. I'm getting to it.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I'm getting there.
Slowly.
That's the only bad thing about not having paper. Oh.
It does take a little bit longer to find
things.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, here we are. Oh, he's batting .358.
Oh, he's going down a little, huh?
He was 0-for-4 on Sunday, believe it or not.
But he was 4-for-5 on the day before.
Yeah, so the team as a whole is batting very well. You got Jimenez at second. Jose didn't play on Sunday, and he was not happy. He was not happy because the philosophy of Stephen Vogt is everybody has to have a day off. Everybody, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
And Jose was not happy. They wouldn't even let him pitch it. He needs to rest from time to time. Plus, they had a Monday as a day off.
So. Right.
And he's not off to a great start yet.
But he isn't a fast starter.
No, he's 237, but everybody knows he'll.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who is, okay, let's continue the roster here. Josh Naylor, 325, and he was key to that victory on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was 3-2, or 5-4, something, 3-2, and the bases were loaded, he hit a double, and basically game's over.
Right.
And he's been hitting clutch, too. David Fry, I knew him when he was just small.
When he was a small fry?
Yeah. He's 303. And Will Brennan, it's 222, but still early.
But he's had some pretty strong hits, though.
Yeah.
Will Brennan has.
Yeah. Fryman is Tyler Fryman, Taylor Fryman, whatever his name is, 217. L'Oreal is 178. It's early. Bo Naylor, the catcher, he's coming around. I mean, he's 185, but he'll be okay. And Gabriel Arias, 298. And Rocchio is 203. So right now, it's still early in the season. It's only how many games? But pitching, my goodness gracious, pitching has been excellent. I mean, you had Tyler Bibee, he's 2-0 now. His ERA is a little elevated, but they all are elevated or drastically low. Heron, Sandlin, Smith, and Class A is lights out again. So right now, enjoy it. Yeah. Enjoy it, I say.
Yeah.
And apparently, Terry who?
Terry Pluto?
Terry Tito.
Oh, Tito Francona, yeah.
Remember him?
I do miss him, though. I miss his press conferences. I miss his conversations with Hammy. It just he's just such a fun guy to listen to.
Yeah, well, so is a mushroom.
I don't listen to mushrooms.
But they're fun guys to listen
they're
to.
They're a fun guy. Yeah, they are that.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I've very little sleep since I've been back from George. And I went from the dentist, and I still have a little bit of laughing gas in me.
Oh, okay.
Silliness. So you just – no wonder you don't miss me. I don't miss myself.
We missed you.
Yeah. Anyway, very happy. Carlos Carrasco is working out so far. We're getting close to the end of April, and usually if we get to double digits in wins, we're happy. Because normally we don't take off until around the middle of May,
right.
and at least the Francona teams.
And although you can't really win the season in April, you can kind of lose it if you get too far behind.
Yeah, I mean, oh my goodness, Chicago.
Chicago White Sox.
3-18. 3-18, 15 so games below 500.
They one game a week they win.
I mean, the competitor, the big competitor for our division that everybody said was going to
Kansas
win.
Kansas City?
No, Minnesota.
I'm telling you. Oh, they move. Okay.
Minnesota. Okay. I'm talking about bad right now.
Right.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
They're 7-13. Good. Because I don't think Kansas City, which is at 13-9, right behind us, three games out, and Detroit 12-10 will maintain that. Now Detroit, he got a good manager, even though he cheated when he was in Houston.
Yeah,
he's back, but he's a good fundamental manager.
Yeah,
other teams
fundamental cheater, but okay.
Some of these other teams, like Houston, perennial, in the League Championship Series, they're 7-16 right now. Oakland, Oakland's even better than Houston.
Wow.
We just swept them. Texas is 12-11. I mean, we're just right now in a good spot. But it's only April. We still got 5 months and a week to go. How many games? We've played 22, so we got like 140 games.
Just now. About that, yeah, right around
so
there.
In Boston, even though we took 2 out of 3, they're 13-10. I mean, we had a good week. We beat Boston 6-0 last Monday, a week ago Monday. We beat Boston 10-7. Well, and that was great about the Monday game was that it was Patriots Day.
Yeah.
And Tuesday was 10-7. And we won that one. We did lose on Wednesday, 2-0.
But we came back Thursday,
we won 5-4.
Yep. And we won the series because of that.
Yeah.
We've only lost one series all year long.
Yeah. Well, it was to New York.
To New York Yankees. Yeah, we pulled the game out,
the
last one, but we've only lost one series all year long so
that's
far.
That's right. And then We swept 10-2, 6-3, and 6-2, the Athletics, who are playing much better ball. Talk about the Athletics. What a situation that is.
They're going to Sacramento, probably.
I heard it was, where was it? Not
Sacramento. I heard Sacramento, but.
I had my note here for that. I thought they are going to Santa Clara. I don't know why. But they're not going to be, after this year, they will not be called Oakland Athletics.
Because they're not going to, be in Oakland.
They're going to be just called the A's. The A's. Or the Athletics. And that franchise has been in Oakland for about 60 years. Excellent teams. Four World Series championships, something like that. Vita Blue and Ricky Henderson and, some of the great players, Raleigh Finger. I mean, a lot of great players came out of Oakland. So it's a shame. It's just a shame that the city of Oakland has lost their basketball franchise.
Yep.
They have lost their football franchise.
Yeah.
And they're losing their baseball franchise. And I heard Tiddlywinks isn't too far away.
They got nothing left to do in that stadium then.
Well, they're going to level that thing. I guess it's just... did you listen to Tom Hamill? I think he says, well, the rodents will certainly miss the Athletics not being... they won't have any hot dog crumbs. Of course, they're probably pretty skinny rodents now. I mean,
yeah, there's not a whole lot of people go in. They planned tailgate parties before the game, and when the game starts, they go home.
Well, do you blame the fans?
No.
I mean, it's like the Browns once... Art Modell decided to, leave Cleveland. And I think, what was there, a half a season left when they announced that?
Yeah.
But they still support. I mean, people still went to the games. They love football.
Yeah.
But even knowing they're going to Baltimore, they still went. And I still think he's one of the all-time sports villains. Of all time. Greed. That's all.
And the thing is, he got a new stadium. He got money to bring the team. He given part of the proceeds from the park. And within 2.5-3 years there, he was already flat broke again.
Well,
and that's when they said, fine, you're going to find an investor. And each year you will sell a little bit more until you no longer have it. His whole reason for leaving Cleveland was so he could leave that to his family. And
Modell was supposed to be the heir apparent to that. Negotiated a lot of contracts in my day. And sometimes you get an owner of a facility who says, I can't make money. I just can't make money. And I used to say, I don't think with free wages you could make any money the way you run this place. And that didn't usually...
that wouldn't have got you too many fans.
Well,
there.
It was true. I said, my goodness gracious. I mean, don't tell me a sob story. Anyway, legitimately, there were companies that were doing badly, but you believed them. But when there are just... some companies that just aren't run properly.
Right.
He didn't run the...
And when he was here even, he was borrowing money to pay for players' salaries. Borrowing money. Now, that shouldn't be. Now, that was before there was so much money hand over fist to own a team. Mm-hmm. But I think even he could find a way to blow that.
Yeah, normally, it's a cash cow. Now it's a cash cow.
Now it's definitely
they weren't doing too badly. I mean, the attendance was always, they always had 80,000 plus at the old municipal stadium.
How many games were blacked out here because they weren't?
No,
We're talking about maybe a handful, and out of those, like two or three of them were in the last 2 years, especially when we knew that they would be leaving.
They don't have the blackout now anymore.
Right. They got rid of that. But they did have it back then.
Yeah.
That if you didn't sell out by a certain time, then you were in jeopardy of
miraculously, they filled it up after the deadline, so you still couldn't watch it.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's what drew people in, and that's what they were. The NFL was planning.
Yeah, and you had to have a guy or a family that had a, one of those big antennas that could get Youngstown. One of the Youngstown stations, you can go watch the game. And not a lot of – that's before cable, really. But I don't remember that. I heard about it.
You heard about it.
You know, I'm much too young to remember that. But even with cable, if you didn't – so I was it about 8 or 9 years ago? They finally – 10 years? It hasn't been that long that if you didn't fill up the stadium.
No, yeah, even with cable it didn't.
You know, but there was a lawsuit or something that resulted in that changing. I just think that, and they said forget it. We'll just air all the games. And now, and thank goodness too that the Cavaliers are at least the first series, the first
game
rounds. Are on Bally. The basketball Bally.
Okay.
Yes. Because I thought they
were... They had been on Fox Sports, hadn't they?
No, they were on ESPN.
Okay.
So I turned ESPN on, and they had two women announcers who were announcing the game. But they were so
hyperbolic.
That's right. I didn't know we were golf. So normally you don't get that at once they reach them. They were good, but I just prefer our guys and Serena Williams, who does a nice job on the sidelines. So at least for the first round, they're on our local Bally Sports. But getting back to the Guardians, I think Stephen Vogt. Is doing how much better can he possibly be? He only lost six games. And normally we're right around the or below the 500 mark going.
Right, because knowing that Tito's teams are usually hot starting in middle August and goes through the end
of
the season.
Well, the players that have impressed me right now, Stephen Kwan, like you said.
Yeah.
He
struggled a bit last year. He had a great rookie season. He struggled a bit last year, but he's back this year.
Yeah, he struggled, but at the end, you know, he was batting around 260. He's a great leadoff. Great glove, too.
Yes, yeah.
And then Josh Naylor is, they better sign him.
They need to. They really need to.
I'm just so concerned. I mean, we got the Naylor brothers. Both apparently love playing here. And, I mean, it wouldn't be great to play with your brother on a Major League Baseball team. And you got another brother,
too. They have another brother. That is what Bo was saying.
Yeah, and up there, they're from natives of Canada, near Toronto. They were Mississauga, I think they're from. Just good guys, too. I mean, you listen to them, and they're very, very family-oriented as far as cheering each other on. And I don't know who – I wish I could recall the name of the minority owner that is every year getting more and more involved.
Right.
I can't think of his name, but I certainly hope – you got to sign him – now.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think you got him maybe for another year or two. And the Shane Bieber thing, too. I don't know what they're going to do with him.
He's done.
Well, some people say now, you know.
It's not like we get extra time for him because he's injured for the year.
No, but there's speculation.
Well, there's speculation because of his injury now.
Yeah, that he may
say. And then the injuries he's had in the past, that there's a lot of teams that are going to pass on him.
Oh, I would, too. I mean. You don't know.
So you might be able to get a hometown
discount.
But
some guys come back from...
But it would only be like a one-year deal, probably.
Well, when will that 1 year begin? Because he's out and probably until at least...
14 months.
July or August of next year.
Probably, yeah.
And so do you sign him for a year going into 2025? Gosh, can you believe it's going to be 2025?
No.
Wow. Anyway, 2025, and He certainly can become a free agent, but I certainly would want him if I was his agent. And of course, Cleveland springs for his surgery and the rehab up until the end of his contract.
Right.
Because he's in Arizona right now rehabbing. And it's too bad because he really, really tried hard over the off season to improve. I forgot the company or organization he went to when in Phoenix.
Right, yeah.
To improve the velocity. The
velocity and the sharpness, yeah.
And he looked great the first two. And then all of a sudden, and he started to hurt the pain right off the bat after the first. And then the second game, it had to be heartbreaking for him.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's not going to live off of spam the rest of his life.
No.
Which, nothing wrong with spam, but...
I like spam. Fried spam.
Oh, I like fried spam.
Fried spam, yeah.
Oh.
Have you tried the new bacon spam? It has bacon, Johnson? Yeah, try it. I mean, I know it's pork anyway, but well, it's got like bacon in it.
I don't know what's in it.
Bacon flavored.
I don't know what's in it.
I don't think anybody truly knows what's in spam.
I think I told you the story once. The union I work for, we represent slaughterhouses too.
Okay.
So I was kind of overseeing a local union up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which represented the John Hormel plant, which is 18,000 hogs a day met their demise. And it was one of the last...
That's a lot of oinks.
A lot of oinks. That's the only thing left after they process. The snouts go to Asia, and so do the feet. Nothing in that animal, tails and all.
Except for the oink.
But anyway, only the oink is left. So this is one of the last, what they call gravity-fed plants.
Okay.
Normally now they're all one floor.
Right.
But now this one, the hogs are
hoisted.
They're put to death.
Okay.
They're slaughtered.
Okay.
And they go up this chain, and their neck is half slit, and then they start the process. They get the hogs and they start splitting them open and all that stuff. And the one level, they get the pork chops, and there's just one guy. All he does is take a head of a hog and put it through a jowl meat remover, which is a delicacy. Is this making you hungry?
No. There are a lot of things that make me hungry. This conversation is not one of them.
But anyway, by the time they get to the bottom,
okay,
there's just these huge vats of pink stuff. And I asked one of the guys here, what's that? That's just what's left. Well, what's in it? You don't want to know. What do you do with it? I make hot dogs and bologna.
No, I can't eat a hot dog.
And spam!
And spam. I can eat spam.
Yeah, I don't know what's in spam, but it's not the most choice of meats. But I like it, too. Like bologna. I love bologna.
I do like bologna.
I like fried bologna.
You like fried bologna?
Oh, yeah. Cheese.
Well, it's like the fried spam. And then we couldn't afford spam growing up, so we got treat.
You had what?
Treat. It was
a treat?
No, treat. It was the brand name. It was a cheaper brand name.
A cheaper brand of spam. Of
spam, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
My mom would just fry that up and be so good. Slap a piece of cheese on there to melt.
I'm sure it was.
Because our cheese was Velveeta or
a
Velveeta substitute. And it just melts right on there. Just, at one restaurant we don't go to as often as I like, and they serve real, in their description, we sell real Velveeta here, you know.
Nothing wrong with Velveeta.
I like Velveeta.
Yeah.
It's not truly cheese. It's a cheese product. It's like
Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise, but
it's a salad dressing, yeah.
It's basically a salad dressing, yeah.
Because they came up with the Velveeta during World War II because cheese was rationed. But Velveeta, being a cheese-type substance, was not rationed.
Like margarine. margarine,
right?
World War II.
Butter was rationed, but margarine was not. Yeah.
Well, margarine is not dairy product. It is a conglomeration of stuff.
Yeah.
And they put the yellow dye in it, right. And it was called oleo.
Oleo, yeah. Oleo. For a while, they actually made them put a pink dye in it, and then people wouldn't eat it. The butter people made them, forced a law to be passed that, at least in Wisconsin, you had to have pink dye in it. So people would not eat the margarine because it was pink.
Well, I think every family goes from lean times. We had Oleo, and it was awful. Just awful. Now, the new, like Smart Balance, you can't tell the difference between Smart Balance and butter. And I prefer it. It's better for you.
It's better for you.
Yeah. Anyway, but I like butter. But Oleo, you put it in a baked potato, it wouldn't melt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just stayed there. And, anyway. Well, chip chop ham, that was always a backup when there was kind of lean times. And chip beef on toast.
Chip beef on toast. Okay, yeah. We didn't have that.
Oh, yeah, it's in the cream sauces.
Okay.
They call it SOT.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know, the S word on toast.
Yes, or
that's what
they call it. Some people call it on a single shingle.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Which is toast.
Toast. Yeah. So, but I liked it.
There you go.
It was my dad's.
Now you're getting me hungry again. So get off the slaughterhouse and back to the spam, and I'm fine.
Okay, but. You got to be a special person to work in one of those places.
Yeah.
They pay pretty good, but.
Do they?
Yeah. Anyway, how do we get on this? Why do you keep diverting me?
I didn't realize I did. I apologize.
So, I don't know if what. I guess the food down here at the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Yeah, they got some new foodie things.
I think
there.
It was a 17 pound hot dog that they have. And, and a burger the size of a sewer cover. I mean, they really go extreme there.
They do, and they have different ones every year. Let me see if I can pull while we're chatting. See if I can pull that up real quick. Rubber Ducks Extreme Foods. That's what we'll go for.
Yeah, it's. I know there's like a big old plastic helmet that they put. Like 20 scoops of ice cream in, and
chocolate. I always wanted to take that challenge, you know.
Which reminds me, a friend of mine who's much older used to go to Bear Creek. Ever heard of Bear Creek?
Yeah, that's where you, if you ate the steak in a certain amount of time, they take your time.
7-pound steak with all the fixings and salad and bread. You had, and you would get it free. And if you happened to walk into the place with a tie, they cut it off.
Yes.
Everybody. Even if you're in there for a hamburger.
Yep.
You could not go in with a tie.
With a tie. Yes. Okay, here we have the Extreme Rubber Ducks edition. 4 new items in the Extreme Food Menu for 2024. The WONE Home Rocker is a half-pound hot dog measuring a foot long covered in buffalo chicken mac and cheese with hot honey sauce and ranch drizzle to top it off. It is presented by 97.5 WONE and can be found in the Dog Pound concession stand.
That's for the Rubber Ducks.
Rubber Ducks.
Yeah.
Now the next is the Chicken and Waffle Sandwich. The double-decker chicken and waffle sandwich with chicken tenders, bacon, onion rings, pimento cheese spread, and a bacon habanero jam served on freshly toasted waffles with powdered sugar and maple syrup. The sandwich is available at Tater's concession stand at the third base side of the concourse. Then there's the WAKR Hawaiian Burger. I don't know why they know WAKR in Hawaii. Anyway, is a 4-ounce patty. That doesn't sound too much.
No.
With smoked pulled chicken, Canadian bacon, which is like ham, pineapple rings piled on top with teriyaki glazed drizzle. The burger presented by 1590 WAKR not only feeds your belly, but does good for your soul, because $1 from the sale of every burger benefits the Salvation Army. It is served with pineapple under the sea grill. Now, Ray Horner's really big on always doing stuff that the Salvation Army makes
fun.
So, and then we have Emmett's The Pit Boss, presented by ESPN Cleveland. It is a, so it's interesting they're getting these sponsors that will also help push the product, you see. Is a meat sundae, a culinary creation dubbed after Emmett Golden, co-host of Next Level on ESPN Cleveland, is delicious combination of pulled chicken, smoked brisket, two hot dogs, and a half rack of ribs served on coleslaw, over coleslaw, with a cherry on top. It is served at Beer Garden concession stand down the first baseline at Canal Park.
A cherry on top.
And a cherry on top.
Well, that's the only healthy part of that whole thing.
That was the only healthy part of that. So there you go. Of course, they serve the rubber duck batting helmet. 21 scoops. 21 scoops of Smith's premium ice cream on top of a brownie base, and finished off with chocolate syrup, bananas, whipped cream, sprinkles, and maraschino cherries.
And a free trip to the
cardiac union at Akron General.
Wow.
Let's see, also returning in 24, the Three Dog Night and the Nice to Meet You Burger. Three Dog Night is the baseball version of Turkenden with hot dogs stuffed inside a bratwurst, then wrapped inside a kielbasa, topped off with sauerkraut and stadium mustard on a hoagie roll.
That sounds good. I really would like that. I don't like anything with pineapple on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like pineapple by itself, but I don't like it on pizza, and I don't like it on anything else.
And back again is the Nice to Meet You Burger. It's a 2-pound hamburger.
Oh, jeez.
It is an elegant tower of 2 8-ounce steakhouse season certified. 2 8-ounces, 2 pounds.
That's only a pound.
Anyway, here we go. Two 8-ounce steak seasoned certified Angus beef burgers, 2 beef franks, crispy bacon, grilled onions, and American cheese on a toasted Kaiser bun. Now, I would go for that, except that I don't like grilled onions. They'd have to have the onions raw for me. I love
raw onions. Oh, don't you like grilled onions?
I don't like grilled onions. They just limp there, lay there.
Yeah. Mushrooms, but I like mushrooms.
Mushrooms to me are just like eating dirt, so I don't like it. I'd give that one an attempt if...
If you take the grilled onions off,
give me fresh onions.
The thing is, going to the Rubber Ducks, I have no idea how they're doing this year. But it's like $5 to get into a game. So, but it's you leave hundreds of dollars there in concessions. Imagine that 1 pound burger with all the fixings on it is got to be like $40.
Okay, and here's some more extreme foods that are returning. Not your routine poutine, whatever that is.
Poutine.
Pineapple teriyaki Akron bowl and boot scootin' boozy, presented by WQMX. Pineapple teriyaki bowl was first introduced in 2014 as the half pineapple hollowed out and fitted with a mixture of white rice, grilled chicken, diced pineapple, and Thai chili garlic sauce topped with teriyaki glaze.
That's too healthy for you.
Not your routine poutine was first introduced in 2015 and is a 10-ounce portion of French fries topped with gravy, cheese, curds, pulled pork, green onions, and bacon bits.
That's what poutine is. It's French fries covered with gravy and gravy or something on top of it.
Oh, is that what that is?
It's just a big old plate of French fries, and you put a poutine mix of – that's what it's called. That's what it is.
And then the Boot Scootin' Boozy, presented by WQMX, was the first drink to join the Extreme lineup when it was unveiled last season. It's 12 ounce of vodka lemonade and your choice of strawberry, raspberry, as W.C. Fields would say, or mango puree with a cowboy boot or hat, and a piece of fruit. Oh, that makes it way too
healthy. Oh, way too healthy.
QMX listener Brittany Sanders named the signature cocktail via on-air contest with a country-programmed radio station is available at the Modelo Tiki Bar in Wright Field.
Well, it may be double-A ball, but it's Major League Food.
Major League Food. Yeah. You don't even catch that up at the Guardian Stadium.
They do have some stuff going up there.
Do they?
We are going up to a game in May. I look forward to that. See all the renovations. I guess the terrace club that they used to have in left field is gone, and they're doing all kinds of stuff to it.
Okay.
It's just a shame, though, that they don't have a dome there. With the cold weather in April and May, I just...
And September and October.
But it looks like... I really do think, though, the Browns are the owners, the doofuses, especially Dee. Dee has her... She wants a dome. Mm-hmm. And I think if Dee wants a dome, Dee's going to get a dome.
It depends. They've got to get... Actually, they installed an Art Modell rule. Where you had to get permission from the city you were leaving. So technically,
it's right on the border.
It is right on the border. Cleveland and
Brook Park
have they swiped the things for it. I think the part of it was the IX Center. Was Brook Park, and then they swapped it with Cleveland.
Yes. Well, that's right next to the airport, which is in Cleveland. I know exactly where it is. It's the old Ford plant.
Right. I didn't realize they leveled that.
Yeah, and it's right across from all those park and ride and, Park Place and all that, and it's a huge area. Now, I don't think they would purchase that land, or at least
they have options
on it, unless they had a pretty good intentions of going there. And they'll work that out. I'm sure Cleveland would want to work something out with Brook Park. I don't know what that would be. They swapped before. And I think that Art Modell rule would be easily
defeated
or taken care of.
In court?
Yeah. I don't know. But I would think... A world class.
It's so close to Cleveland anyway that you could.
You're
not going to call them the Brook Park.
Who wants to be the Guardians. Mayor? Who wants to be the mayor that lost the Browns to Brook Park? I guess I don't know. There's politics involved in it, but I would think that they could work this out.
I think they could if that's what they wanted. Yeah.
I mean, a dome facility like all these other ones, a Super Bowl.
That's still in Cuyahoga County. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So they'd still be able to pick up on that county.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
syntax.
It's all in Calico. Yes, it's right there next to the airport. And I know the area well. Ford got rid of the engine plant and everything. I think he moved it out to Lorain and everything. And it's just one big, huge plot of land. And it would access to the highways there. That's what Dee says. Dee says it's terrible getting into the existing facility.
It is, and the parking is horrendous, and she's right about that.
So a state-of-the-art dome stadium, $2 billion. What's $2 billion these days? What's his name makes that in a day, loses it in a day? Musk.
Oh, yeah.
$2 billion.
It's easy
a lot of it paid for by the public. I hope they go that way. So one thing I can agree with the doofuses on is put a dome. Knock that stadium they have there now. It's Brown Stadium. It used to be First Energy. But knock it down. Develop that land for lakefront. I mean, you got Milwaukee, Chicago, all the beautiful places on the lake that people take advantage of. We can't. There's nothing really down there. And I just think that would be the way to go. I'm pushing for a dome. I think if we both jointly support
I can support a dome. I mean, but But you get a total of what? Eight games.
Yeah.
Out of the stadium.
Yeah.
How much could you do with a dome when you've got, I mean, when you look at what Indianapolis does with their dome.
What Phoenix does it's not Phoenix, but it's right outside of Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
It begins with a G.
But not Goodyear.
No, it's not G's. Anyway, I know where it is.
Okay.
It's right outside of Glendale. Glendale. Okay. Glendale, it's, because I know where it is, the casino is not that.
Okay.
And that's where they had the men's Final Four.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know Indianapolis has a state-of-the-art dome, and this used constantly.
Yeah, it is.
For conventions.
Combine yeah. and conventions and all kinds
I
of
don't
things.
Know. I just think sort of, I know to renovate it would be $1 billion. But you're right. 8 games a year at the most
for $1 billion.
For $1 billion versus all kinds of things potential. It's right next to the airport. I mean, everything, the infrastructure is there. And you know, great parking, and you can encourage more tailgating. I don't know. I think it's the way to go myself.
You know, what's interesting is Kansas City, the area declined to continue to support
even after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, is that going to make a difference? Because it's a double complex right there. They have the baseball and the Chiefs.
Well,
they share this big, giant, huge parking lot. It's right off this highway axis. It's a perfect location. And if the city or if the county and stuff, they decide to not support it with the tax dollars anymore, are you going to see them up and move?
No.
Okay.
They'll try. Yeah. They'll somehow work it out. Okay. I know that the Kansas City Royals want to go more downtown. They're not going to be combined. The future.
I think there's nothing wrong with them combined.
I don't either, but I think they want.
Because you've been out there, right? I've been out there to see.
I've been out to watch
the stadium, the baseball stadium. Amazing, and it's one of these older ones too. One of the more.
I heard it was very nice.
It's very nice, and the parking is unbelievable, and the access to it through the several highways right there.
If you're a voter and you're asked to again supplement billionaires, the Hunts are worth okay. I mean, they are. The Hunt ketchups. I mean, these people are loaded.
Yeah.
So you want more of my money?
Yeah.
I can understand them being upset.
And hesitant. Yeah.
And hesitant. And I mean, it was voted down substantially.
It was. It wasn't even close. Yeah.
No. And, of course, you're looking at Loges now, the updated.
Yeah. And the owners get all that.
Yes. It's, I don't know. I just can't see a Super Bowl championship. Well, maybe they will. I don't know. I never thought Cleveland back in the day would
move. Well, would you ever think that, the Raiders moved to L.A., then back there, then now they're gone again. But would you ever think originally the Raiders would be leaving Oakland?
No, I mean, it was one of the glorious old AFL franchises that you had, I mean, with the old you know, what's his name? Davis, who owned Al Davis.
Yeah.
And the now that's all. They went to Vegas and have a state of the art stadium there. So I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but I just don't think Kansas City. I just, for once, I agree with the doofuses on something. And I think if Dee wants it and she's really pushing for it, And they're in delicate negotiations. I don't, $1 billion for a venue that's only used maybe, and once in a while they'll throw a concert.
A concert in there, yeah. That's about it. But yeah, this could be used year round.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it only costs you another $1 billion.
It's not my money. Build a palace, I don't care. What else? Oh, I've just been reading it. This new kickoff rule has got the special teams coaches across.
Yeah.
The kicker kicks off from their own 40-yard line.
Right.
The rest of the team is like 15 yards ahead of them.
Right, but nobody can move.
Nobody can move until two guys in the landing zone catch it, and then they can run. But if you hit it into the end zone, you get it on the 30. I don't know. It's supposed to add some more excitement to kickoffs.
And it's supposed to be safer.
I don't know. Anytime you have...
According to their thing, is there aren't as many people down there already waiting for the ball to come down.
Because they're ahead there, and they wouldn't have that much time to build up the momentum.
The momentum they build up now.
They're still going to get hurt.
They said it would cut down on some of the injuries is what one of the reasons for doing that, they say.
Why even have a kickoff? Just put it on the 30.
I think the USFL
UFL, they do it or something, a variation of that. But if you kick it in, like a lot of kickers can kick it in the end zone, you got to get the ball to 30.
Yeah. That's why you don't want to kick it into the end zone.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So that, you're not going to be starting. You don't want to give it to the guys on the 30. I mean, yeah, if you start it like when the guys get it and they move it up to the 40 or 45, that's great field position.
Yeah.
You're already starting at the 30.
I know. Yeah. So I guess everybody stands still. A kicker kicks it. Everybody stands still until the two receivers, one of them catches it.
And then
everybody starts going.
And then I think it'll cut down on some of the drops that there are there. Because sometimes when you got people running at you full force and the ball's coming down, you're looking at those guys out of the side of your eye. And the ball's bouncing around on the ground.
Well, you're still going to punt. Right, you're going to have punts that do the same thing.
Well, yes, you are.
Here you are, you're trying to catch a punt, and you know a guy who's 275 pounds.
The punt rule is for next year.
275 pound guy who runs the 40 yards in 4 seconds flat is coming at you. How could you catch that thing? No, thank you. No, thank you. Have it. You got to be crazy.
Yeah.
How much time we have?
We have a few minutes left. Did we spend much time on the Cavs?
We should.
Yeah.
Well, it was a great game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got to see it or not, but it was an absolute great game. It's exactly what they needed to do to start off the playoffs. They were tough under the boards, Mobley and
that they Jared. Didn't do last year.
That's right. I mean, it was a total team effort. And then they got some guys with spunk now, too. You got Niang, George's Niang, what's his name? Gosh, I can't think of his name right after that. Donovan Mitchell, 30 points. Garland and did a nice job. Karius LeVert off the bench. It was a good team effort.
And they won something they terribly got beat on last year. They won the rebounds. They run the boards.
Yeah.
That they did not do last year. And part of that has to do with the experience that actually the Magic doesn't have. They got a great, young, exciting team, but they have almost nobody on their team with playoff experience. Where at this point, just about everybody on our team has at least some playoff experience, even if that playoff is getting booted and not getting into the...
Yeah, the guy I was thinking of was Max Strus.
Okay.
Yeah, he
now, Max Strus, he's an enforcer.
He's an enforcer. He's an enforcer. Is Niang. And I was just impressed with Mobley and Jared Allen under the boards. I mean, Allen was a machine.
Yeah.
And all year long, too. I mean, it's just not and Mobley, he's the kind of guy that he can't gain weight.
Yeah.
To me, I can't understand that.
I can't understand it either. It's out of my book.
It's easy for me to gain weight. This kid can eat 5 hot fudge sundaes a day.
He needs to go to Akron
and go to the stadium
and get some extreme foods there. That made me hungry too. There's a couple things in there I want.
I think it was a great start. Orlando is a young team, and they have enforcers. I mean, they have a couple guys that go in there and knock people around.
Yeah.
And the temp. I mean, it was good because they're. they were into it. They weren't intimidated. They were giving whatever they the other team gave them. They gave it right back. And so it's crucial that they win the next one.
Yes.
My estimation.
And that one's still in Cleveland. Then we go there.
You go there for two, and then boom, depending on
how far we go, yeah.
Like our old colleague says, Bob said, it's tough on the road because of just sleeping in your own bed, and the floor better, but we'll see. I mean, I was very happy. It was a pretty dominant game. I mean, they won significantly, and let's cross our fingers.
Absolutely, and I let's see them go further than they did, because if we don't, we're not going to hang on to.
Talk about
one of our players there.
Extremes. Going to a playoff game in any NBA will cost you an extreme amount of money.
Was it?
Oh,
have you checked out the prices?
Yeah. It's $300-$400 for.
Just the parking.
Oh, that's. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, well, it's become so corporate. You know, those people who sit around the ring, I mean, you're talking $6,000-$7,000 to sit around the court.
Well, that's how they can afford some of those basketball salaries.
Well, I understand. Look at, you know, you're looking at, hopefully they can re-sign Donovan Mitchell. He's key.
I think it's going to be key as to how far they can go.
Well, they can go to the max. I mean, he can get.
No, more. I mean how far the Cavaliers go as to whether he.
That's true.
You know, because if he feels that he cannot win with this team, he'll sign. He'll go back home.
He'll go back home to New York. He's a New Jersey boy. He's right across the river.
Yep.
And, he can make more. Cleveland. I mean, that's the advantage. You can,
yes.
Yeah, Cleveland can give him more. But at some point, what's $5 or $6 million more a year? It's no big deal.
That's true.
Jeez. Boy, would I like to have that kind of. I don't. I'd rather go to a team.
They're just numbers for us.
And he's a class guy. I mean, from all I understand, Donovan Mitchell is a tremendous. He's not been, a prima donna. He's not like
he's been
Kyrie Irving.
He's been nothing but positive since he's been here.
Yeah.
From the moment he stepped off the plane, he was surprised at the reception he got, and this whole town fell in love with him,
mm-hmm.
and we hope that we can continue that love fest mm-hmm. after this season.
I mentioned salaries because briefly, I know we don't have a lot of time. This Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yes.
She got picked number one by the mm-hmm. Indianapolis Fever.
No surprise at all.
But you know what the starting salary for a woman's NBA, $75,000 a year.
$75,000.
Donovan Mitchell makes $30 million.
Yeah, well, guess what? She'll have a few endorsements.
Oh, I'm just saying. I mean, a number one pick in the draft with the NBA would make millions.
Right, yes.
And
number one pick, yes.
And she's going to make $75,000 because the
$75,000 is not even the minimum for the men's.
Oh, the minimum mm-hmm. for a men is $800,000.
A minimum, yeah.
Minimum. For a guy who's the number 15th guy on the bench.
Yes.
He's making $800,000.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, hopefully she will elevate the WNBA.
As she did for collegiate women.
To start the process of getting some. But it's based on viewership. It's based on people attending the games, and they just haven't had the following up until now.
Right.
That the men have had.
Well, and somebody asked me as the music comes in, do you think that will stay? And I said yes, because when you look at Tiger Woods and the effect he had on youngsters who are coming up through the ranks now and starting to show their.
And the prize money, too.
And the prize money. So therefore, there you go.
Got a couple real quick.
Okay, good.
These are bad.
Okay.
Where do pencils go on vacation?
I don't know.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Bread is like the sun.
Bread is like the sun?
Rises in the east and sets in the waste.
It sure does. Oh, that one hurt.
Oh, there that one hurt. I tell you.
That one hurt.
Oh, Slim Whitman gave me that one.
Well, wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
his great-grandson? Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
Simon.
Whitman, okay. Yeah, we'll find out more about that, I'm sure, later on.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week with more Sports Sidebar.